Could you pray for me again that I can speak the Lord's words to you, and I'll pray that you hear what he wants you to hear. And let us entrust our prayers to Our Lady's intercession. Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
St. Paul tells us that the love of Christ impels us. There's another name for the love of Christ. It's called the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the love of God, the love of the Father and of the Son, the love of Christ for us. It is the Holy Spirit who impels us, the Holy Spirit who moves in us. But speaking of it in this way, the love of Christ impels us, gives us a sense of how that begins to come alive in us. Not so much something that we put on from the outside, but something also that rises up from the inside. Like when you fall in love and you just can't get the beloved off your mind. I love when I hear people describe that falling in love. Just thinking about her all the time, Father. I'm looking for reasons to text her and for reasons to email her, and I hope I run into her on campus, and I've been changing my lunchtime. I started going to this mass, so because I think she goes to it, and it's beautiful. When we fall in love, it captivates us. It seizes hold of our hearts, and we start to do things that are a little crazy. One of my friends who's a hunter said, you know, deer are not stupid. And I'd never be able to go hunting if it didn't happen to also be the season that the doe are in heat. We do crazy things when we're in love. We do crazy things when that love of God impels us. When we allow ourselves to see him again, to fall in love again. And it's a beautiful thing, because no matter how many times we've fallen in love with the Lord, there's another time for us to fall in love with him. No matter how many times we've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, there's another time to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And no matter how much he renews us, he tells us again, whoever is in Christ is a new creation. And he makes all things new. And he wants to renew our love. He wants to renew our encounter. He wants to renew his presence. He wants to renew us in the Holy Spirit to make us new, to make us his, to transform us, ultimately to make us also his ambassadors. There's a good image in this. To be an ambassador, you have to know both parties. If you're an ambassador from the United States to China, you got to know China and you got to know the United States. You need to be able to represent the country you're coming from, but you need to be able to speak to the country you're going to. Sometimes we run into some troubles in this when we get a little too full of ourselves. And sometimes people get very worked up about, you've got to give them the truth. But the truth is, the message you're giving, it's also the person you're giving it to. To speak a truth in the abstract is not the fullness of truth. The truth also has to do with the one who's receiving it. It doesn't matter if the truth is spoken if it's not received. And so that's how we also become sensitive to the one that we're speaking to. And the Holy Spirit is the one who does this. When our hearts have been warmed by the presence of God, when we fall more in love with Jesus, our hearts are also more open to Jesus in the presence of the other. We become more sensitive to the needs of those that we're speaking to and those that we encounter, and we find a way because we want to share him. It's a little bit like that college student who falls in love and he wants his parents also to like her. He's got to find out the way to say that to his parents. So he tells his parents the things that they care about. She's getting really good grades. and she's from a nice family, and he leaves out the fact that, like, they're in China, you know, and he leaves out some other things that aren't going to connect right away. But learning how to speak in a way that the truth can be received, that's what the ambassador does. He doesn't drive home the hardest policies. He doesn't bring up, first of all, the biggest conflicts. He builds bridges. He makes connections. And then he's not forsaking the home policies. And we need to know them. We need to be good ambassadors who know the Word of God and the law of God and the truth that God has given us, the fullness of truth revealed in Christ about who God is, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, an eternal communion of love, who is universal for everyone. No one is excluded from the message that he gives us. We've got to know the home policy, but we've also got to know who we're speaking to. And that's where those gifts of the Holy Spirit, gifts of compassion, gifts of understanding, gifts of empathy, gifts of knowledge. We read hearts in many ways. We begin by reading faces, looking into eyes, and coming to know a person in front of us who is no more or less worthy than we are, who is a brother and a sister in Christ. We come to know them and we know their suffering. We know their troubles, their struggles. We become sensitive to the issues. And then we find a way to deliver the message of salvation, a message of freedom, a message of healing, a message of power, a message of love. The message who is himself the Holy Spirit, who is the one who wants to enter into the hearts of everyone that we encounter. To be good ambassadors, we need to be renewed and filled with the gifts of the Holy Spirit to be able to speak the Word of God to the people that he is sending us. An example that I skipped over but is worth bringing up here in the Acts of the Apostles, St. Paul goes into Athens, into the Areopagus. And he's moved by the Holy Spirit to speak to those people, and he's actually troubled in his spirit because he knows that they don't see the truth. He sees all of these foreign gods in the Areopagus, and he knows that they're not free if they have all of this plethora of gods that they're following. And the people in our world are not free because there are a whole lot of gods that everybody is following. God of money and a God of pleasure and a God of science and a God of entertainment and all of these gods, a God of power, God of prestige, a God of success, all of these gods who are around us that people are clamoring after and worshiping. We see all the gods and we're troubled in spirit, and St. Paul found a way to connect with them. You see that one statue that says an unknown God? I'm here to tell you who that God is. And he began to preach to them Jesus Christ. Many of them laughed at him, but he also made converts because he allowed the Spirit to lead him into that space to speak a language that they could hear. Many of them heard the resurrection and they mocked him. They weren't ready for the proclamation, but some also believed and followed him. He made converts. So we ask for that Spirit to give us words, to help us speak. And it's a spirit also that moves us in humility. In the gospel, what we hear ultimately Jesus telling us is not to exaggerate. We have this desire to make ourselves more powerful than we are, to make claims that we are just not in a position to make, swearing oaths. I swear to you, whatever it is, just say it. The word has power on its own. The truth carries power on its own. We have authority just to speak the word. We don't need to make all kinds of exaggerations and claims that we can't back up. But we make the claims that Jesus made, that his love is for everyone, that his forgiveness is unending. We make the claims that Jesus made, that he wants all of us to be with him in heaven, and that he has the power of the Holy Spirit for all of us to make us a new creation, that no sin, no suffering, no amount of wandering from his will is a barrier. His mercy is greater. His love is stronger. He is victorious. And the enemy does not have a claim over us that can't be broken in the name of Jesus. We can speak his claims without overstating them. That our yes can mean yes and our no can mean no. And we can say what we mean what we say without making all kinds of exaggerations and trying to make ourselves look like more than we are. We're his ambassadors. We don't need to become more than that. It already is much greater than we deserve. Let us be ambassadors for him. So as we allow ourselves to be filled with the Holy Spirit, as we allow ourselves to gather together around this altar and the table of the Lord, as we open our hearts to the Eucharist, let us allow him to renew us. Let us ask for the grace to fall in love again. He comes so close to us in his tenderness and his humility. What a tremendous gift it is to have the Eucharist. Let us allow ourselves to fall in love again with a God who is so gentle, who is so tender, who is so close to us. He doesn't give us an idea, he gives us his body. And he doesn't give us a distant message, he gives us an intimate presence. Let's make a space in our hearts that the love of Christ can fill us, and then that same love can impel us to go forward and be his ambassadors.